Michigan filmmaker Sophie Cruz has been traveling across the globe, gathering stories about women and art. Her film, Creating for Change, aims to explore the ways art empowers women in countries like India and Brazil.
In our communities, we're not even allowed to talk with the men about what they have done to our body.
Violence against women, or gender-based violence, is probably the most widespread human rights violation that there is in the world today.
Sophie Cruz is hard at work shooting what she wants to be a full-length film called Creating for Change and raising the money to take this project across the finish line. Sophie is a filmmaker and an Emmy-winning producer at Detroit's PBS station. She's with us now. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
What's the story that you want to tell in Creating for Change?
Well, I'm profiling four women from around the world who are using art for social change. And the idea is that there's a lot of really big problems facing women and girls internationally. And if we want to find lasting solutions to them, maybe it's time to think a little bit creatively about it.
Where did this idea generate? How did it pop in your mind and send you on this quest to make the film?
I heard about this Indian dancer and choreographer who was using dance and movement to rehabilitate sex trafficking survivors in Kolkata. And a friend of mine had done a Fulbright in Kolkata and knew that I was a dancer and just happened to tell me about Shohini and thought that I might be interested. And I said, tell me more. It turns out that Shohini has helped over 7,000 survivors in Southeast Asia reclaim their bodies after trafficking through movement and dance. And this seemed like such an incredible story, so I reached out to Shohini and said, I just want to hear about your work and what you're doing. And she told me all about it and this new project that she's actually piloting right now, which is working with girls who need to testify in court against their traffickers. A really big issue in sex trafficking is that it's really hard for the traffickers to be put behind bars. And a lot of times the courts are more in favor of the traffickers than of the girls. And so if you can get a girl to find the strength to stand up and testify against her trafficker, you have a way bigger chance of putting the trafficker behind bars. So Shohini thought, I've helped all of these girls reclaim their bodies after trafficking through dance. What if I can start helping to put some traffickers behind bars by getting these girls to testify? And we visited Shohini last year to see their 10th anniversary performance and learn all about her program. And we're going to be going back to Kolkata this year to film these girls that she just started working with that are going to be testifying.
So that's one of the stories you're telling and Creating for Change. Tell us about the others.
Well, we also went to Brazil last year. We were there for the 2 weeks leading up to the World Cup, which was a really exciting time to be in Brazil in general. And we were there to document Pamela Castro and her use of graffiti to raise awareness and prevent domestic violence in Brazil.
And how does that work? What's that look like?
A lot of ways. If you think about it, graffiti is something that you see everywhere. It's on the walls. And in Brazil, it's a particularly popular art form. So first, Pamela is just raising awareness about domestic violence by depicting strong, confident women painted on the walls of Rio. Then she thought, I want to take my message a little bit further. So she started going into classrooms and working with girls and boys. And it's really important that she's working with boys, because if you want to talk about domestic violence, you can't just talk to girls. You want to involve the whole community. So she uses graffiti, which is actually a really popular art form with boys, and gets a dialogue going in the classroom. And then she invites these high school age kids to go out in their own school and create a mural that is them saying, we won't stand for domestic violence for ourselves or within our families.
So the idea being is, as they're considering what they're going to put on that wall, in that mural, they're integrating these positive attitudes.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually really interesting. In Brazil, the first comprehensive law on domestic violence wasn't passed until 2006. It was called the Maria da Penha Law. And this was something that Pamela felt really strongly that she wanted to educate girls and boys about. So a big part of the classroom workshop is just talking about what are people's rights and what is domestic violence and what can you do if you're experiencing it. Brazil, they have a hotline number that you can call, so they also make sure that they paint the hotline number. And then this mural, after the kids are done creating it, it's not just in the school, it's in the community. So when people are walking by, they're seeing this mural that the kids created, they're seeing the hotline number, they're talking about this law, and so it becomes this great community awareness project.
You also tell an amazing hookup, if you will, or connection between an American fashion designer and a path to out of poverty for women in Kenya. Tell us that story.
Sure. Anna Taylor is a very young American fashion designer. She just finished school at the University of Arkansas. And when she was in high school, she spent a lot of time in Nairobi, Kenya, working with an orphanage there. She had this idea that she could start using her budding talent and design to create something that she could sell to a Western audience and raise money for the orphanage that she was working at when she was in high school. This idea really took off when she was in college. She got her degree in apparel studies, and she went back to Nairobi, and she was connected to a leader in the Nairobi slum. And he put her in touch with this unemployed Kenyan tailor named Judith. Judith created Anna's very first clothing design that was made out of African fabric, so those really bright, beautiful colored prints. And she created this this article of clothing that was just really marketable to a Western audience. Anna went back and sold it and realized that she was kind of onto something. So she founded this company called Judith and James, named after Judith, the first woman. And she is now embarking on this project where she's training women through this 18-month training program to become certified Kenyan tailors that then she hopefully will hire as many as she can. She can't hire all of them, but as many as she can to become her tailors for her clothing line. And she's really this up-and-coming designer. She showed at New York Fashion Week as soon as she graduated from college. And Judith and James is becoming a more successful company, so she's able to just take on more and more women.
So you've done a lot of shooting. You spent a lot of 2014 trotting around the world, as you say, shooting, but you have more to do.
That's right.
You were able to get a recent grant. Tell us about that, because it's important. The clock is ticking for you to be able to raise some badly needed money for this project.
We partnered up, the Creating for Change team partnered up with Zonta District 15, which is a great women's organization. They're an international one that has chapters all throughout the world, but there's also a chapter in Detroit that decided to partner with us to go after a grant from the state. It's through the Michigan Council on Arts and Cultural Affairs, and we asked them to help us finish the documentary by providing funds, and they awarded us a grant for $16,500.
I'm very proud with that, but you need to raise, a matching amount in order to get that grant?
That's right. It's a matching grant, so the only way we can keep those funds and finish shooting the documentary is if we match it.
And how's that? You're working on Indiegogo right now. Why should someone listening, living in Michigan, donate some money to this project?
Well, I grew up in Ann Arbor, and I went to the University of Michigan, and now I work for PBS Detroit. So for me, this project is international in scope, but it's based in Michigan. And I really love that I've been able to start my filmmaking career in Michigan and continue it, hopefully. The other plan with Zonta is that once the film is done, we're going to be test piloting a community outreach campaign in Southeast Michigan. So we're going to build this little screening event module, and then we'll be sharing it throughout Michigan first.
What do you hope audiences will get from your film, from Creating for Change?
I hope it inspires people to think creatively for solutions to problems in their own communities. I think there are big bureaucratic ways that you can go about solving problems, or if there's individual social entrepreneurs, creative people who are thinking outside the box and figuring out maybe more effective or cost-effective ways to solving those problems, I hope people start to feel empowered to make those changes themselves.
So again, you're raising money on Indiegogo, and that campaign ends this Friday. To find out more about this project, just go to creatingforchange.com, and it's the number four, not the word four, creatingforchange.com. Sophie, it's been great meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.